This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما Brothers and sisters in Islam, supernatural things, when they are executed at the hands of the norms, we call them karamat. And when they are performed by messengers, then they are called miracles, mu'jizat. And normally, a supernatural thing would happen because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally, it's off the course of action. And the only one who can cause this to happen, مسبب الأسباب خالق كل شيء الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. And one of these supernatural things which we read in the Quran and the Sunnah, which happened multiple times, infants speaking in the cradle. Normally an infant should not speak unless he reaches a certain age, 2, 2.5. But in the cradle, it's an odd thing. And if you scan the Quran and the Sunnah, we come up with 7 occasions infants spoke. 4 of them are authentically established, no question about their authenticity. 1 of them is debated, and 2 of them are weakened. The 2 which are weakened, شاهد يوسف وشهد شاهد من أهلها إن كان قميصه قد من قبل فصدقت الآية. The witness who witnessed for Yusuf, in some of the books they said it was an infant, but never been established. The other weak one, the son of a man from Yamama, he came to perform Hajj and he brought his infant with him. The author of Sunan al-Bayhaqi. Then the Prophet ﷺ looked at the little boy and he asked him, "Who am I?" He said, "Anta Rasulullah." This is weak. The one that is debated in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, they spoke about the authenticity of it. It's really halfway. The daughter, the woman who combs the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun, Mashaqat Fir'aun. You know, when she was holding the comb in her hand, falling from her hand, she picked it up, she said, Bismillah. Then the daughter of the Pharaoh asked, "They have another Ilah beside me?" "Yes, Allah is my Lord and the Lord of you." "Beside my father?" "Yes, Allah is the Lord of you and your father and me." This is the deal. But the four which are established, no question about the authenticity. Number one, Isa ibn Maryam. And I will come back to this, because this is the subject I want to address today. The second, Ghulam Jurayj. Jurayj is a righteous person who was accused of adultery by a woman. And in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift injustice or to give victory to Jurayj, the righteous man, Jurayj requested to make wudu, and he prayed two rak'ahs, and he stabbed the little infant in his side, and he asked him, "Who's your father?" He said, "The shepherd." So he basically said, "No, you're not my father." The second one is the baby who was being breastfed. And as he was breastfed, or while he was breastfed, a very good looking man passing by. But like any other mother, like all the mothers, they wish for their babies to be good looking. The mother made dua and she said, "Allahumma ja'alni mithla." Oh Allah, make my son like this man. The baby left the breast and he looked at his mom and he said, "Allahumma la taj'alni mithla." Oh Allah, do not make me like this man. A moment later on, or a while after this, a woman being chased by the community and being allegedly accused of adultery, ya zaniya, ya raniya. Like any other mother, she would not wish her baby to go through this. Then she made the dua, "Allahumma la taj'al ibni mithlaha." Oh Allah, do not make my baby like this woman. The baby left the breast and he made dua, "Allahumma ja'alni mithla." Oh Allah, make me like this woman. Then the mother said, "Mom, what is wrong with you? You're going against me?" He said, "This man is a wicked man. Yes, he looks good in the eyes of the beholders, but this woman is a good woman in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'd rather be someone who looks good in the eyes of Allah than someone who looks good in the eyes of people and looks awful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last one before I go back to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, brothers and sisters in Islam, is Ghulam al-Ukhdud, the son of the women. If you read the story of the boy and the king, Surah al-Buruj, at the end of the story, there was a mother, and she was about to rethink her tawheed. The king offered her and he said, "Listen, if you believe that I am Allah and you worship me, I will save your baby." She considered the offer. The baby spoke and he said to his mother, "Ya Umma, O mother, Uthbuti, innaki ala al-haq." Be firm, be steadfast. You are on the truth. So the baby spoke to help his mother. So you're noticing that they did not speak just for the sake of speaking. No, they spoke for a wisdom. You're noticing that a lot of times to establish something or to refute allegation against someone who is accused wrongfully of something. Likewise, brothers and sisters in Islam, we believe as Muslims that Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke in the cradle. And you will be amazed and surprised that the fact that Prophet Isa alayhi salam spoke in the cradle was taken out of the gospel is a legitimate, tangible evidence that the books they have are distorted. But the question here, why did the Isa alayhi salam speak in the cradle? Why did he speak as a baby? Why did he speak as a baby? When Maryam conceived Isa and she delivered, she came facing the community. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. She came carrying Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Now, she is not married. At this time, having a baby out of wedlock would be called adultery. No one would rejoice then, even in that community at this time. Now, قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. O Maryam, this is an awful thing. This actually goes against your biography, your lineage. مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا. So, they accused Maryam عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا. If we say عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامُ, we don't say that she's a prophet, because women cannot be prophets. But we could say that. If you understand that women cannot be prophets, but we could say رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا to remove any doubt here. Brothers and sisters in Islam, they accused her of adultery. وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا. Because of this disbelief and their allegation allegedly accusing Maryam alayhi salam of adultery, Isa alayhi salam wa salam spoke to defend the honor of his mother. This is one of the reasons. But actually the main reason Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke in the cradle is to defend and protect the most important thing in the face of this earth. The thing for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. The thing for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the books. The thing for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers. The thing for which there is a day of judgment. There is Jannah and hell. I'm talking about Tawheed. Monotheism. La ilaha illallah. Isa spoke in the cradle to defend that. Because in the eternal knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knew that they will make out of him a lot of things which would contradict monotheism, Tawheed. They will say he's the son of God. They will say he's one of three. They will say he is this, he is that. Look at the first words which came out of the mouth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She pointed at him. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. How are we going to speak to an infant in the cradle? What did he say? قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. I'm the slave of Allah. No more than that. No son, no one of three. آتاني الكتاب. I received revelation from him. وجعلني نبي. And he made me a prophet. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت. He made me blessed, meaning I enjoy good and forbid evil. When I see something wrong, I speak. Like any other Muslim should do. وأوصاني بالصلاة وبرًا وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيًا. I need life for me to fulfill my spiritual needs. I need to pray. God cannot be praying for God. Isa is praying for God. وبرًا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارًا شقيًا. يا إخوة الله, I came flying from Egypt yesterday. And I'm looking at the reporting pass. Yeah, I'm an Egyptian. Alhamdulillah. Merry Christmas. What is this? Happy, happy, man. Listen. We're not asking to be mean here. But quite frankly, quite frankly, when the elements of the universe hear that someone says Allah has a son, look how they react. What is Christmas about? It's the celebration, the birthday of the Son of God. Isn't that what Christmas is about? وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. They say Rahman, is this Quran or the Quran? Quran is this, is my Quran or the Quran revealed to all of us? وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. They say Rahman begets a son. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِبْدًا. What an awful thing. What an insulting thing. It's an insult. Allah says in hadith, شَتَمَنْ إِبْنُ آدَمْ. The son of Adam insults him. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ ذَلِكَ. أَمَّا شَتْمُهُ إِيَّاهِ. How he insults me, he says, I beget a son. I have a son. There is one of the scholars, Maliki Muhammad ibn, something I forgot the name here. He actually was to debate with a Catholic priest in the church. Al-Baqillah, there is Muhammad ibn Baqillah. He was famous debating with Christians. So he went to the church. You know, Catholic priests do not marry. So when he arrived, how you doing? Good to see you. And he did this intention. How is your wife and your children? He's asking the Catholic priest. You know what he said to him? Don't you know that I'm holy? How do you address me like this? I'm holy. I do not have wife or children. He said, my debate is over. Talk to me later. So you don't like this for you, and you accept this for Allah. Allah has us, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُمْ صَاحِبًا. How is you going to have a son without a wife? فَرُبْ تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ. The heavens is about to crack. Upon hearing. وَتَنْشَقُ الْأَرْضُ. Earth is about to split open. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدًّا. Why? And دَعَوْا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدًا. Brothers, don't you dare think that Sheikh is fanatic. This Sheikh is mean, yummy. No, no, Akhi, listen to me. Memorize this line. Wallahi, it's going to give you a break from a lot of things. Tolerance is an interaction, not in beliefs. التسامح في المعاملة وليس في العبادة. Listen, an Orthodox Christian believes that you're going to hell if you do not believe that Jesus is your Savior. He believes this. Listen, being tolerant does not mean you compromise what you believe in. No, being tolerant that you're nice to them. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم. How are you doing, man? Good to see you, sir. How's it going? يا أخي, go and shove the snow. Mow the lawn for your neighbor, Christian neighbor. Show your character, your good character as a Muslim. Wallahi, it breaks our hearts when I hear a Muslim say, ya akhi, dealing with Christians is a lot better than Muslims now. They have good character. Look, because of a good character, they brought out their shirk. They attribute their good character to their shirk. And we have tawheed. We are in tawheed. Man, Muslims are thumbs down because of their character. La, be nice to them. But being nice, being tolerant, does not mean that you compromise what you believe. Brothers and sisters in Islam, nobody said that. And as a matter of fact, Christian will give you a lot of respect. But a piece of advice, if you have a co-worker, if you have a neighbor, don't try to correct them when they are experiencing the moments of truth. Normally, take it in principle. Don't try to correct people when they are grieving. or feeling happy, they are not going to like it. But if you have a permanent neighbor, if you have a co-worker, explain to him ahead of time, listen, I'm a Muslim. Your Christmas and your Easter goes against my faith. Don't expect me to say Merry Christmas or exchange gifts with you. But listen, this does not mean that I need you, but this is my faith. You have to protect, you have to respect my faith. You know, don't expect anything. If you tell me Merry Christmas, I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to exchange gifts with you. In a nice, kind, polite way, they will understand that this is your beliefs. And listen, I'm not going to compel you to follow mine. No, I'm not. Let go of it be. Don't you think that I am forcing you to follow it? Brothers and sisters in Islam, من أرضى الناس بسخط الله أسخط الله عليه الناس. Allah يَعْلَى فِي الْقَرِيمِ. If you appease people at the expense of the displeasure of Allah, Allah will make the same people unhappy with you. Now, this is a big issue, brothers and sisters in Islam, at our times. I'll give you a quick example. And I'm certain, especially you in Canada here, mashallah alaykum, to have the prime minister. Huh? We ended up with Trump in America. That's another issue. You are relieved here. But you and me were not faced with the situation the first immigrants of Muslims were faced with. Who I'm talking about? Ja'far. Those who went to Abyssinia and the Qurayshi sent Amr ibn al-As, a big negotiator, an expert, and he's a friend with the next to bring them back to Mecca. And he stood out there and he said bad things about the Muslims. The Negus in the Najashi called Ja'far and the Muslim, what do you say about Jesus? Straightforward question. What do you say about Jesus? What? What do you say? And look, the consequence of his answer is to be brought back to Mecca for persecution, brothers and sisters in Islam. It's a serious consequence. Listen, we say what Allah and His Messenger say. Abdullah wa Rasulullah. He's the slave of Allah and His Messenger. That's what's written in our scripture, in our Quran, and that's what we're going to tell you. Look at this. When Ja'far compromised the message of Allah, like a lot of Muslims do now, would the Najashi have accepted Islam? One day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina called upon his companions. Today a righteous man passed away. He's referring to the Nabi's Najashi, the one who was confronted with the truth. If you really respect Christians, if you like them, tell them the truth, man. Don't shy away from the truth. Because you're afraid you're not going to be accepted. No. Tell the truth in a nice way. I'm not asking you to be mean. Actually, if you're going to be mean, don't tell it. Just be silent. But you got to tell the truth. You got to stand for what you believe in, brothers. That's your belief. That's tawheed. You find in our religions a lot of things we're banned from doing to protect tawheed. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one companion one day said to him, if Allah wills and you, inshallah, don't say why. He said why. He made a mistake in a letter, but it could indicate shirk. He said no, correct that. Say inshallah, man, inshallah, hum, them. Don't say as them. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we have a message for humanity. Regardless, wallahi, regardless of our situation, the Quran and the Sunnah teach us to give da'wah even if you are in the weakest of the weakest situations. Yusuf was in jail. He gave him da'wah. He was in the palace, he gave him da'wah. Regardless of our, don't say we're weak shape, we gotta survive here, and la ya'adhim. Tawheed must be intact. My salvation and your salvation is this. Don't let that tawheed go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the hadith ilahi concerning Tirmidhi, hadith Anas ibn Malik, hadith Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, يَبْنَ آدَمْ أُوْصَنُ آدَمْ لَوْ أَتَيْتَنِي بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ فَقَالَ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِي. If you come in the night time with earth filled with sins, with one condition, no shirk. Tawheed la ilaha illallah is intact, is there, is in place. And I want to tell you, la ilaha illallah is made of negation and affirmation. Nafyu wa itbat. La ilaha. You cannot believe that there is Allah and there is Jesus and there is Buddha and there is Buddha and there is... Listen, I'm not asking you to be mean to those followers of these. No. But you have to believe in the depth of your heart without any shadow of doubt that salvation is in that kalima. And the kalima that you must remove the idea that there are other objects, other gods, other created beings which can be considered gods, and you affirm the godship, you affirm the uluhiyyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله. Okay, there is a jeep show up in back, good road. Please do it. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we are an ummah which is labeled to be the last ummah. And we are responsible for delivering tawheed to humanity. Listen, our job is to deliver, not to force people to accept. إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. Our job is to deliver. And you cannot deliver while you're contradicting what you're delivering. If you go and explain La ilaha illallah to the people and then you go and mingle with them when they are celebrating something that totally contradicts what you believe in, this is, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. I humbly say this is very hypocritical. This is dangerous. What is this? Mahua, whether you don't understand what you believe in, or whether you're doing it for a dunya cause. I'll give you a quick story. If you saw in the Nasa'i, hadith Abi Waqid al-Layth. When the Prophet ﷺ conquered Mecca, the people of Mecca accepted Islam, the majority of them. But now they were not cultivated with the proper knowledge of Tawheed. They were not like the Sahaba who were with the Prophet ﷺ throughout the years learning Tawheed. New Muslims, they don't have the knowledge. So Rasul ﷺ made an army out of them to go and conquer Taif, a city called Taif. By the night of the battle, they ended up camping, and they could see from a distance the camp of the disbelievers, Mu'askar al-Kufar. And they were doing something funny. They used to have a tree called Dhatu Anwar. And they used to go about around the tree and they touch the tree, they place their swords on the tree. يَتَبَرَّكُونَ بَرَّكَ عَنَ الشَّرَّةِ. For these newly converted Muslims, be careful, they are not the Sahaba who fought Badr, Uhud. No. They accepted Islam just yesterday. They don't know. Just to show you that only people who do not have knowledge would do that stuff. So they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, اجعل لنا ذات أنوار كما لهم ذات أنوار. Can we please have a Christmas tree, Ya Rasulullah? Christmas gift, can I have a Christmas tree? Can we be like them, Ya Rasulullah? Look at the reaction of Allah ta'ala hadith. Allah ima bi kalam. Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Kul kultum kama qala banu Israel al-Mus. Musa, اجعل لنا إلها كما له الملك. You said exactly like the children of Israel to Musa when they crossed. Allah made them cross through the water, the Red Sea. Allah made them see the fear of drowning in front of them. As soon as they crossed the desert, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَأَتَوْا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ يَعْكِفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامٍ لَهُمْ قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى اجْعَلْ لَنَا إِلَهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَةٌ. They saw some Bedouin living in the Sinai, in the peninsula, worshipping an idol. They said, oh Musa, can you have an idol like them? Tawheed. Tawheed, ya ikhwa. مَا أَحْوَجُنَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ. And alhamdulillah, one of the means to bring about a generation that can deliver tawheed to the Canadians who are ready, rather to the world, is a Safa wal Marwa, schools. You know, a lot of Muslims are very much keen on building, constructing buildings, but they don't pay attention to the construction of the human soul, the human resources. You know, at the end of the day, me and you have an accent. I mean, some of you don't. But, you know, for us to really bring a point across, sometimes we go in circle. What? We learn English. You see, we studied that English overseas, and there we improved a little. But imagine children who are born here. They know here. They understand here. And you cultivate them and bring them up in an Islamic environment. And you make them ready. Ready. Ready to convey Tawheed. To stand firm for Tawheed. This is a good cause, brothers and sisters in Islam. This is what they call in the material business world, human resources. That's what we need to pay attention to, inshaAllah. And I'm telling you, wallahi, 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 wa lastu bihali. Regardless of the condition of this ummah, Tawheed will win at the end of the game in this world, and Tawheed will win for sure in the hereafter. Tawheed, Tawheed, Tawheed. This is why Isa ibn Maryam spoke in the creed to defend Tawheed, to protect Tawheed. The first moment of his life, he spoke, I'm the slave of Allah. And you know, in the day of judgment, and with this I close, in the day of judgment, in front of his followers, those who assumed and consider themselves his followers, Allah will ask him, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ. Allah will say, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Did you tell the people to take you and your brother as two gods beside you? قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ. No, I did not. He's innocent day one, he's innocent the last day. Allahumma akfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-fitan ma dhahara minha wa ma batana. Allahumma ij'alna min ahli at-tawhid. Allahumma ij'alna min at-tawhid min ahli at-tawhid. Allahumma ij'alna du'atan lit-tawhid fi hadhihi al-bilad wa jami' biqa'i ardi rabbil alamin. Allahumma ij'alna min هؤلاء الذين يبلغون للناس ذلك.